Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Thursday. We're here at Healing House Radio, and I'm hoping that everybody can hear me. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty, and I'm not sure. Right before the show went on, my computer decided that it was going to do something unusual. And so hopefully I am being heard. If not, well, I guess I'll just talk to myself while I see if I can resolve this little glitch that I'm having. Anyway, it's really funny that we should have as our amazing episode of a year. This is a year in review. And we are going to be looking at all of the ideas that, that we talked about. I know it may sound like I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm sitting here trying to get this thing to work correctly. You know, technology is really cool unless it stops working. Let's see if I can get into the studio here and see if I'm actually on the air. Come on. So anyway, assuming that I might actually be being heard, this is a really special episode because what we're doing is... All righty, can everybody hear me now? Okay, Kina hears me. Hello, Kina. So, for those of you who was wondering, well, that was right before I was going on the air, my computer just did something really unusual. The entire screen went blank. I had to reload and reboot. And as far as I know, elves make this work. So now we are on. We are actually on. And it is so hilarious that something like this, in the entire year that I've been on the air, and this week we're just past, I think this is like my 53rd show. So for this to totally glitch up is just, I find very funny. Anyway, we are talking about the year in review. And I was looking back at some of the shows that got the most activity and, you know, looking at those who pulled it up on archives. And, you know, for those of you out there who listen on archive, you know, it's really cool that you do. And some of the shows were just really kind of, you know, off the top as far as people who really wanted to load it up and listen to the episodes. And there seemed to be a theme. Usually in the case of if I had been somewhere and I came back, you know, folks seem to want to hear about that. And, you know, that's really cool and I appreciate that. And it seems the idea of transition in your life, you know, those episodes that focused on that were very big episodes and seemed to have a lot of people who wanted to know more about it and, you know, wanted to listen in and wanted to listen in, you know, to the archives. And just looking at the last year and the huge amount of change and the huge amount of adapting that I've done, which really started with someone telling me, hey, you know, there's this thing called Blog Talk Radio, and you really should have, you know, a show, and you should talk to people. So it is really, you know, kind of, you know, looking back, sort of daunting in some ways, because I think about how many people really were out there, how many people heard. I mean, did I actually help anybody? And you know, some of you have very nicely and kindly called in and you know, we've had a chance to talk one-on-one, and many of you have logged into the chat rooms. with such kind words and such nice things that you've said. And I really am touched hugely because, I mean, yeah, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just working on, you know, making a few people smile and helping where I can and passing on the things that were passed on to me that made such a huge difference in my life and in the lives of the people I work with. So the call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. And I would love to have folks call in and let me know what some of their favorite episodes were or what were some of the topics that we, you know, that you really liked. Also, Kina is manning the chat room, the ever-effervescent goddess of efficiency that, see, if she were here, see, we're actually in two separate places. If she were here, she would have made sure my computer was working. So, you know, she's like that technological, you know, person behind me. And log into the chat room and give some of the topics that you really liked. And also, I'd like to kind of open it up for this next year. What are some of the things that you guys would like to hear about? What are some of the topics that you would be interested in? Who are some of the guest speakers that you would like to hear? I mean, there's always an opportunity to find folks and connect with folks. Or if you've got something that is, you know, really exciting and going on, then either log into the chat room or send me an email and say, hey, there's this topic that I would love to share, and let me know. I mean, some of the episodes that I had a guest on, you know, those, a lot of people were interested in that. And after a year, I was thinking about it this morning, you know, people may be getting tired of my voice. So if you're not, I appreciate that. But if you are, you know, interested in moving forward and, you know, kind of stepping up into your own, or if you would just like to find out, gee, you know, how could I get onto Blog Talk Radio, or, you know, what were some of the things that you took into consideration? So, you know, we're going to kind of open stuff up. And if you want to call in and comment on anything or whatever, I know that I am being heard in several countries. So if you're listening, Joy, blessings to you. You know, I miss you, and hopefully I'll get a chance to come out and see you. My friend Ophelia in Singapore, you know, blessings to you. Let's see, who else? Oh, well, there were some great folks. I had another friend who I spoke to last week, I think, or the week before. Anyway, a gentleman who was also from the UK. So blessings to you. So, you know, for all you guys who listen and for all of you who will be maybe hearing this later on because of the time zones, it has just been such a blast. It has been really wonderful. And, you know, the people who have called in, you know, it's just so wonderful to be able to make that connection. And if you want to connect, I've got several websites that I will go ahead and share now so that, you know, if you want to log on, if you want to email me, you can reach me at doctor, that's dr. Eileen, A-Y-L-E-E-N, at the-healing-house.com. And what I can do is have kind of type that into the chat room for those of you in there. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear suggestions for shows. I would love to hear if there was a particular show that, you know, kind of touched you that you would like me to expand on. Because that's another thing is that, I mean, we only have 30 minutes. And either I could expand it into an hour, which I'm really not sure anybody wants to hear me speak for an hour. But being able to move into, you know, kind of that space of making this more of an interactive thing. I would love to hear from you. I have shared many, many stories about my life and about things going on and, you know, about my perspectives. And I know
each and every one of you have stories and have experiences that other people could really learn from, that other people could be able to, you know, gain in their own lives. And some of the stuff is easy stuff, and some of the stuff is, you know, kind of tough. And, you know, we all work those pieces. It's all about body, mind, and spirit. It's about being able to be in balance with all three. If one aspect is not in alignment, is not in balance, neither will the other two. It's an act, it's a work, it's a focus, it's a philosophy, however you want to put it. What it is your life. And how you want to bring those things in balance. If your heart is really hurting over something, your body's going to reflect it. There's an old saying, the body cries the tears that the eyes don't. So as I look back over this last year, I mean, you know, there were lots of tears, lots of laughs in talking with people and in helping them kind of work on finding those balance points within themselves. It's just really humbling for me to have people, you know, reach out and say, hey, you know, could you talk for a little bit? And, I could never forget my friend Orlando my friend Adonis in Orlando, Florida. Adonis, hello. I know we haven't chatted in a while, but, you know, I'm pray for you every single day. I know you're doing a lot of really good work down there. And I hope that, you know, you're just really moving forward in the best way possible. So for those of you who, you know, have been listening for a long time and have wondered, it's like, gee, you know, she just kind of sounds like she's just talking. Understand, and kind of can vouch for this, I do not speak from notes. If there's something that has information in it, then I will talk about that. But generally, it's just getting on the air and speaking from my heart. And I know that each and every one of you can go into that space of just speaking from your heart. It's not about my ability to do almost anything except for show up and being willing to risk. And I know that each and every one of you can do that too. It is amazing when you think about, you know, really 365 days, and you break that all down into hours and minutes, and I'm not even going to try to calculate that. I'm sure there's folks out there with calculators and stuff, you know, how many moments, how many seconds there are in a year. And in each and every one of those seconds, you can make a choice to change your life completely, to shift everything from one perspective to another, to transition out of one state of mind into another. Is it easy? No. And are there often many false starts and hesitations? Yes. I have done shows when I had a cold. I've done shows when, you know, things were weighing pretty heavy on me. Some have been serious, some have been funny, some have, hopefully most have been informative. And, you know, the idea that in all this time, looking at, you know, what have I learned? Where have I grown? What have I pushed to, you know, change in myself? Because I cannot sit here and suggest and recommend and talk and all of that stuff if I'm not doing, you know, the hard work myself. If I'm not going into that place of, all right, Dr. Eileen, what are you about today? Where's your commitment today? Where is your focus today? What is it that you need to shift in your life to be able to move forward? Because each and every day, I look for a way to move forward. And even if it's just moving forward by saying, okay, I am going to think about something before I act, I'm going to consider it, that even when you put a thought in motion, you are in motion. changing directions, making shifts, yes, it is definitely okay. And it's okay to change a direction, go into something, and wow, it goes down like the Titanic. The thing is, did you learn something from it? And you sit back and go, wow, that was not the outcome I expected or was hoping for. Okay, great. Stuff like that happens. Often we find in our lives that where we believed we would be in 5 years, in 10 years, and in 5 years or 10 years, we look back and go, wow, I'm definitely not where I thought I was going to be. And sometimes we say that with, you know, a good heart because we're somewhere we would that is better than what we envisioned. Other times it's, boy, I thought I'd be much further along than this. Or maybe you thought you'd be financially independent, or maybe you thought you'd be in a committed relationship, and maybe that relationship changed. So when you think about the idea of those changes in your life, and I do this with the changes in mine, the first thing I look at is, did I have fun? And if the answer is no, well, did I at least learn something? Am I stronger for it? Because it's true, sometimes those changes can happen and they can be a hoot. They can be a lot of fun. It can be like unwrapping presents on Christmas Day and you got something that you really didn't think that you were going to be able to get. And it can be really hard. Yeah, it's, you know, kind of, she can send me little messages. So she just sent me a message that said, it was a quote from John Lennon, life is what happens when we're busy making other plans. Very, very true. When we go into that place of getting down every single bit, you know, bit and piece of what we want our lives to be, which is wonderful, which is excellent. Just don't be locked into it. Always leave that option for something better, for something more, or for something worse that leads to something better. I really love my life, and I know at any minute something could happen that's going to be very painful for me. Does that mean that I live my life worrying about that? No. Because whether I worry or not, it's going to happen. I accept that when I go into a new endeavor or something exciting or something that I kind of envision, well, this is going to go this particular path. Yeah, I know that it can blow up in my face, but that doesn't keep me from doing it. That just maybe helps me to be a little bit more cautious. As I've always said, fear is not a bad thing. Fear in and of itself is neither good nor bad. It just is. It is a tool in the toolkit. It's a survival mechanism. It keeps us from putting a bag on our head and running onto the freeway. And sometimes fear can be really, really, really helpful because it reminds us that, well, okay, there's stuff to consider. You can go, you can have fun, but keep in mind, you know, there's things that we have to take into consideration because we want to be safe. And weighing that balance between feeling safe and going out and embracing life, that can be a real tricky tightrope to walk. It is one of the main things that allows us to really choose ourselves and our personalities. And boy, Kina is just full of all kinds of good little statements today. She just plugged in a message. The difference between stumbling blocks and stepping stone, how we choose to use it, which is true. And it is amazing that, you know, especially when we're in a community, when we work together, when we interact with each other, that it's a, you know, it becomes this wonderful symphony. There is a lot of stuff we can do on our own. And ultimately, with a lot of work, especially spiritual work, there is that piece of moving into that place of, okay, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road and the buck stops here. that doesn't mean we can't really surround ourselves with community that is there to root us on, that, you know, is there for us to tap into when we're not sure what to do. And believe me, over the last year, I have gotten tons of really, really, really good advice. And I've gotten some advice that was really, really off the mark. But it came from a loving heart, so I always bless that too. And a lot of the advice that I got was stuff I didn't want to hear. And that's really a true friend. That's family. When somebody will give you the advice that you don't want to hear, the stuff that, well, no, you know, I want to move into this direction. Well, you know what? I don't think that's going to work. And while, yes, it's no fun to be told that, you know, this wonderful idea you have, you know, all the reasons that it's not going to work, and it's important to know that those people that we trust so much are there. They're not telling it to us to have us feel bad. They're telling it to us to help keep us safe. And ultimately, whether we take that advice or not is up to us. And when I think about, you know, some of the times when, you know, I've been told things, that I've had to deal with things, that I've had to face things that were really tremendously painful. And I didn't, in that moment, I didn't want to hear anything but what would make me feel better. And that is the ultimate piece of trust. That is when you have somebody who can look into your tear-filled eyes and still tell you what you need to hear. And that is a very, very special, special type of friend. That is someone that is willing to go to that place of, you know what, I have to speak my truth to you. And I have friends who say that one of the main reasons that I'm their friend is because I will sit and I will say nothing when they tell me about a problem unless they ask for advice. I mean, sometimes people just don't want to have advice given to them. They just want to talk. So I will sit there and listen and listen and listen. And when they're done, if they want my advice, they understand I'm going to tell them in the gentlest way I possibly can my truth. And that has always been a piece of, you know, one of the most important pieces of the relationships I have. I mean, you know, you want the person who will tell you that you came out of the restroom and your nylons are tucked into the back, or your skirt is tucked into the back of your nylons. You want the friend who will tell you you've got something hanging between your teeth, or your breath smells, or, you know, your fly's open. Those are the friends that you want. Those are the people that are in your life for that very, very special reason. And maybe you're rich and you're powerful, you know, one day, and I wish that for each and every one of you. But when you are rich and you are powerful and all of that, aren't you going to want to know who your real friends are? Aren't you going to want to know that when you speak to somebody, they have no agenda other than what's best for you? You know, my son told me, and it really is, it's an old joke and it's very horrible, but I'm going to say it anyway because, hey, it's a year. A friend will help you move, a good friend will help you move a body, a great friend will bring the shovel. And I know that's horrible, and, you know, and I'll burn some cedar. For those of you who don't know, in many indigenous traditions, cedar is something that in a ceremony, if something is said or done inappropriate, then you burn cedar. And what cedar does is it corrects. So if you have a situation that, you know, you kind of want to correct, you can burn a little bit of cedar. So this has been a very unusual episode, which I guess, you know, marking that point of moving forward now. What's next, you know, coming up? Hopefully I will be here for the next anniversary and the one after that and the one after that. And I really am happy that whoever is out there listening is there. I appreciate and have huge gratitude for you. I invite you to contact me. You know, as I said, you can go to frequenciesthebook.com, and that's all one word, or you can go to my office website, which is the-healing-house.com. Also, if you guys have ever wondered what the person looks like behind the voice, you can go to YouTube and put in Frequencies Dr. Eileen. And there is a very brief video of me talking about Frequencies, my book. And if you've wondered what I look like, I will tell you I am short, I'm a little bit round, and I have long hair and sort of caramel colored. And I'm very curious to see if you guys figure that the face matches the voice. So when we're on the air next week, when we come in, I would love for either go into the chat room or call in and tell me if my face matches my voice, because I'm always curious about that. Because to tell you the truth, I've never been crazy about how my voice sounds. So most people tell me, no, you've got a nice voice. Anyway, so next week is actually going to be a very cool show, because I'm going to have a woman named Amber Dean, and she is going to be talking about relationships between mothers and daughters. And some of you may have great, terrific relationships. Some of you may have really hard relationships, and most of you probably fall somewhere in between. So definitely tune in next week, because she is going to be talking about how to really bring balance into those relationships. And a part of what I'd like to do for this next year is to bring in more guests. So hopefully we'll be able to find some cool and interesting ones. But Amber is really, really neat. And so she's going to be with me next week. Other than that, there's not a whole lot going on, but you can go to, as we kind of wind down for the end of the year, I will be doing my Druidry classes. So for those of you in the Bay Area, you can go to meetup.com and then look up the Druids Grove. And if you are interested in Druidry, if you're in the area, or if you just have no idea what Druidry is but you'd love to find out, you can go there, and I am doing classes locally here in San Jose. And if you're interested in hearing more about it, but you're not in the area, you can go to the website, you can send me an email, and I'll be happy to chat about it with you. I do, in addition to my chiropractic work and the book and all of that stuff, I do energetic healing work and counseling. So if you would like to arrange for that or talk to me about that, or, you know, just talk to me about areas in your life that you want to find balance in, you can reach me at 408-372-2840 during the day and call up. I'm generally very easy to reach, unless, of course, I'm working on somebody. So you can access me several different ways, and many of you have, and you know, for each of you, blessings, and I hope the situations that you were working with have worked out very well. And if I have worked with you, send me out an email or contact me or how it went. So I really want to thank everyone. I want to thank you for an amazing year, a wonderful year, for your kind comments and statements and encouragements and suggestions, because that's cool too. And as far as I know, I will be here for the next week and the week after that and the week after that. So I really want to thank producer Kina, and I want to give her, okay, Kina, say hello. Come on, say hello.
Okay, hello. You should warn me before you do that.
All right, thank you. So I just wanted everybody to hear Kina's voice, because she does have a lovely voice. All right. Blessings to all of you. Wonderful week. Goodbye.